On this Wednesday, we're now joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to discuss the weather forecast. Can you, Drew, maybe go through a couple of crops for me, wheat and corn? One that maybe we didn't quite get enough of it in the ground or as much as they wanted. And in part, that probably was because, we had such a wet fall. And we also had the same problem with corn. We have an awful lot of it standing in a great deal of the northern corn belt from North Dakota to Michigan. So what are conditions like?
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting situation. From a wheat perspective, there is certainly a lot of land that didn't get fully planted, and there was quite a bit of it that got planted but didn't get enough warmth and sunshine while we were earlier in the season for that crop to emerge and establish as well as it should have. So we're running a little bit of a higher potential for some damage if we get too cold this winter without snow on the ground. So that's a little bit of an issue coming out of the Central Plains all the way into the soft wheat areas of the lower Midwest. And for that matter, Michigan, of course, has a lot of summer crop that didn't get harvested, so the winter crop didn't get planted either. And on that subject matter, most of that summer corn that's still out there standing from the Dakotas into Michigan and some other areas in the Midwest, it doesn't look real pretty. It's going to be real hard to get the rest of that crop out of there because we're just not going to see prolonged periods of sunny, warm, dry conditions. And we've got a ton of snow on the ground, of course, in the northern plains and upper Midwest. And the odds of getting that off of the fields and get it warm enough to get into the fields and do work is real low until spring. So it's going to be a frustrating winter for a lot of those folks in the north central states.
What do conditions look like just quickly across the Midwest for the next week or so? We'll be going into the holiday, and I'll be traveling across the state of Illinois all next week.
Well, it's all about you, isn't it? we are going to see a couple of weather disturbances move across the heart of the Midwest and the portions of the plains as well. No major big storms are likely, but there will be a couple of moderate-sized events that will lay down snow across the region from the Central Plains into the southern Great Lakes region with rain to the south. So there will be some issues with travel. I think the first opportunity for snow accumulating in the lower parts of the Midwest will probably be during the early part of next week. And there may be a follow-up system that occurs in the maybe coming close to the week of Christmas. And so those two events could certainly put snow farther to the south. We're also going to have some rain, so the ground's going to be wet in these areas. And outside of that, I think it would just keep the cold and the snow going in the northern parts of the plains and upper Midwest, so their situation will certainly get no better.
You know, it is all about me, actually all about the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. There is a reason, Drew, that those summits are a half day long rather than a full day. In fact, they were a full day event for a very long time, and I don't remember what year it was that this happened. But we're out all 5 days, usually, and it's usually this week before Christmas. Sometimes it's this week as opposed to next, but we're always out. And 1 year, there was an ice storm, I want to say 4 of the 5 afternoons. And in order to get to our next destination, we sped things up and finished at the noon hour. And it seemed to work pretty well, so we just adapted it for the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. And so weather had an impact, and every time we got into space, we were worried the next morning that nobody would show up because the ice storm did come. We'd get back into the hotels, and then we'd have the ice storm. But you know, farmers are pretty resilient. They get in the older four-wheel drive pickup truck, and off they go. So we're looking forward to seeing them next week. We'll talk all about Illinois. You can find all those details on our website. You can walk in at any of those events, by the way. Although, we probably ought to finish up with one of the discussions I know we'll take up during next week's IFAS meetings, and that's the size of the crops in Brazil and Argentina. I take it Brazil's off to a really good start.
Oh, yes. You know, there's so much concern about planting being slow to get started, and it was. But, you know, Brazil's got this beautifully long growing season window. And so they've managed to plant this crop, and the weather has caught on, and we're seeing regular currents of rain and seasonable temperatures. It is an almost perfect environment, and yield potentials are looking higher as every day goes by. You know, the exception is in the Northeast, but that's only going to be a couple percentages of the overall crop. So the bottom line looks like they could be on track for a record production year. But, of course, we're still only halfway through, so we've got a ways to go. But right now I don't see any changes coming up for the next couple of weeks. In Argentina, it's a little different story, more of a struggling growing season. The rains haven't been right on when they needed to be. It's been a little dry at times. The planting pace is definitely behind the usual, and they do need a good drink of water. Temperatures got up over 100 degrees this week. And as we go forward through the coming week, it might cool down a little bit, but there's still no rain in the pipeline for southern parts of that country. So as we go on out deeply into the latter part of December, the timing of rain is going to be critical for some of these southern crops. I think they're going to get some, but I think they'll also be limping along for a while on into the latter part of the month.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking time with me today.
Great. Have a good day. Good week, too.
You too. I will indeed. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.